Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. An Army veteran and military consultant tells Democrats he plans to run for a Northern Indiana congressional seat. A party official says Brendan Mullen will announce his candidacy next week. He'll seek the seat being vacated by Congressman Joe Donnelly, who is running for Senate. Along with the rest of the country, plenty of Hoosiers were watching the launch of Atlantis on NASA's final space shuttle mission today. Among them, Purdue University's School of Aeronautics and Astronautics head Tom Shea. She says despite the Obama administration's decision to end space shuttle launches, a commitment to commercial spaceflight innovation will benefit universities like Purdue. And he says America's future in space comes down to a question of resources.
You have urgent needs now, and you have urgent needs tomorrow, right? So as a country, is space considered urgent need today or one for the future? And so I think Congress sometimes think about what they got to do to get elected, how to solve the country's needs now, what they see as the most urgent. And it's a decision I think our country does have to make.
She says the recent changes to the space program have not negatively impacted student interest in space at Purdue. Wayne Township Schools will begin offering online classes to high school students next year. The Archive Virtual Education Academy is offered as an alternative to traditional classes. Over 80 courses will be offered free to Wayne Township residents and out-of-district students who enroll full-time before September 15th. Overnight, expect mostly clear skies and a low near 65 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 86 degrees for WFYI News.